If listeners will stand on their beds and face north, they'll be able to see a portion of the ensuing lantern slide, which shows a sentry on duty at the Nadja-ridden village of Ninfield.
Help! He goes there! It is a little owl. Hello, little owl. Thinks I will make up a poetry app. Hello, little owl. I can hear you owl, little owl. Dear little lovely owl.
Shh, shh, shh. Look, look, Grimpipe. Look over there. That... What is it?
It's, hand me that book on British wildlife. Let's see, Lady Docker. No, it can't be her. Yes. The lesser spotted sentry boys.
Hand it, Goodbye Finn. I shall talk to him because I'm wearing the hat.
Right, and I'll accompany you on this waistcoat. Is that all right for you?
Me. Yes, right. I say, little ragged lad.
Oh, you're not an owl.
Of course not. Of course I'm not an owl. I'm on holiday.
But I heard one. I heard it one.
You heard it?
It went hot, hot, hooty.
Tell brilliant impression. Tell me, little lad, can you do an impression of a sentry fast asleep?
Yes, I can, yes.
Yes?
Lays on ground, closes eyes, does imitation cardboard snoring. Imitating 10 seconds from now. What is it, Papa? Then. Listen,
all right.
I'm imitating now.
Oh, he's not finished. Right. All clear, Gritpipe. Let's go upon. No!
Good heavens! A piece of knotted string asleep at his post. Get up, you rotten twine!
Don't shake my hip, my type catchphrases. Shaking me. You'll shake my nuts off. I'm not doing real sleeping. I was doing an impression of sleeping.
Well, do an impression of waking up.
Hello, Mum. What's for breakfast?
Very good. Now tell me, little spring-type soldier, did you see two criminals go by with £4.07 in coppers?
No, but I saw two coppers go by with £4.17 in criminals. I have made a little jokers. Type.
Fool. You've let two men go through disguised as two other men. After the four of them. Wait. Why is that gas stove wearing a hat?
He's going out. That gas stove is Eccles.
Sprint, spran, splon. Poor little cardboard grenadier. He thinks the noble Eccles is a noble gas stove. Just to prove that he is mad and I am sane, I will question the gas stove in its own tongue. Hello, Gaston.
Hello, Gregory.
Nulps, nilps, it's true. Eccles is a gas stove. Tell me, Eccles, what's cooking? What's cooking?
I don't wish to cook that.
Get out of my oven. I mean, how did this fate befall you?
Well, Neddy, when I heard about another plane...
While he was mumbling, I read an amazing story. Seemingly, as Eccles had no trousers, he could not avoid the plague by having the seat cut out, and had therefore swallowed a witch's magic potion, which had changed him into a gas stove, thus making him immune to the plague. This has given me an idea. I will hie me to the witch. Eccles, lead the way, but first, an impression of Ray Ellington.
That's easy.